Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is this is part three regarding the federal government shutdown. Firstly, let's talk about our 2,000-mile U.S.-Mexico southern border. Now, some parts are so rugged, no barriers are necessary. However, the Democrats dishonestly and inaccurately declare there is no crisis, no corruption, no U.S. public school systems overwhelmed, no law enforcement overwhelmed, no U.S. medical systems overwhelmed, and no open border illegal drug smuggling. Are the Democrats blind? Are they uninformed? Are they incompetent? Are they disingenuous to the American public? Or are they just hypocritical political prostitutes? Another two large human caravans are traveling to our southern border. One man who was interviewed asserted that he would enter the United States illegally if he could. And he stated, "I am so glad those Democrats won't build a wall." Folks, this is an illegal immigrant southern border invasion. Even Mark Morgan, former Obama border chief, stated, "I had to come forward. Walls work." Here are some facts or reasons to build that wall. 90% of heroin and fentanyl come across the southern border yearly. 10,000 kids are illegally sex trafficked across the southern border. $135 billion a year is the financial burden on U.S. taxpayers that drain our system spent every year. 56,000 illegal immigrants are in our federal prison system and countless illegals in state penitentiaries. Within the last month, illegal immigrants from seven different countries, including China and Iran, have been arrested at the southern border. Finally, it is not fair to the immigrants who come into our country fairly who have to wait in line. Saturday, January 19, 2019, President Trump presented a great speech to the country for border security. In his speech, he embraced Democratic proposals. He is not hung up on the wall. He is hung up on border security to protect our country and end the government shutdown. The president's proposal included $800 million in urgent humanitarian assistance, $805 million for drug detection technology, 2,750 additional border agents and law enforcement professionals, 75 new immigration judge teams to reduce the backlog of 900,000 cases, also protecting them from deportation, 3-year extension of temporary status, TPS, $5.7 billion for physical barriers, a wall, steel barriers. This is a common-sense compromise, a path to open the federal government. The Democrats said no. Our president is fighting for America. If the obstructive Democrats, including some Republicans, weren't getting a paycheck, I would bet they would get serious and promptly and immediately negotiate. I say build the physical barriers and whatever it takes to achieve true border security and protect our country. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.